Well, 34 minutes past the hour, Jeff Metcalf here. We're speaking with Joe Bannister, former IRS special agent who is now a victim of character assassins at the IRS, who apparently, I guess they leaked the story that he was, it was misinformation, disinformation. Was there one IRS suit in San Francisco that did this, Joe? And if so, what has he done to recant it?
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of suits. They're in the media relations department for the Western United States. And I contacted the head honcho there. His name's Larry Wright. And all he could tell me was, well, you'll have to talk to Washington. In other words, I guess he's just a mouthpiece for whatever Washington says.
Whoa, slow down a second, pal. Where did the press release originate from?
It originated from Washington, but then the San Francisco office regurgitated it a bit and released it around the Bay Area, and then it was picked up by these news organizations that distributed it out to the radio shows and the papers. And
here's my question. I've seen the actual press stories as they originally ran.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen the corrections. The headline that said San Jose CPA disbarred from appearing before the IRS by judge is incorrect. That had to originate from somewhere, and it would, the normal place in the bureaucratic food chain would be out of the public affairs office of the IRS in San Francisco. So if they didn't write it and someone in Washington, D.C. did, they apparently didn't read the judge's ruling.
Well, what I think happened, Jeff, is that I contacted the I don't know how you refer to these guys, but there's like an organization that feeds the information to all the radio stations and news organizations in the Bay Area. And I contacted them, and it appears to me that what happened, and since I used to work for the IRS, this makes sense. The IRS wanted their story to be misleading and wanted people to get a message that the IRS wasn't quite saying. So in other words, the IRS wanted to insinuate that I had been disbarred so that the people that picked up the story would say that. And that's exactly the effect that occurred. The IRS, in the almost the last sentence of their press release, stated that the order of the judge didn't become final unless it was not appealed within 30 days. So, of course, they go through four long paragraphs of all this stuff about what a bad guy I am, and then they wait till the last sentence to say, oh, by the way, this decision that we've made such a big deal about won't even be finalized if Mr. Bannister appeals.
Here's a question, and I'm not sure about I know what the appeal process is in the normal judicial arena. I'm not sure what it's like in your old club. Will you ever have the opportunity to present basically they're ragging on you because you claim the 16th Amendment was improperly ratified, that you were enforcing unconstitutional laws, yada, yada, yada. Are you ever going to have an opportunity in court for God and everybody to hear, articulate what it is that they're accusing you of saying?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, it doesn't look like I will, unless somehow the federal court kicks it back to the administrative level, and I basically go through the whole process over again. But I believe that what would happen is, because the IRS has been so egregious in this whole process, when a federal judge takes a look at it, he's going to say, hey, you railroaded this guy. I don't care how bad you hate him. You railroaded him, and this decision's thrown out. So that's basically what we're looking for. And there's just, like I say, the news is yet to come on the details about how I was railroaded. If you can imagine, not even being able to testify in my own defense is how egregious it got. They didn't even want to hear stuff coming out of my own mouth about why I did what I did.
Did this jihad start after your 60 Minutes 2 appearance?
Yes. Even according to the testimony and the documents we were able to examine, it looks like the big problem that the IRS had was that I was on 60 Minutes 2. And, of course, the problem for the IRS is that my credibility factor, having, carried a gun and badge for their organization for 5.5 years. But, Jeff, what I tell people is my credibility is not so much that I used to be a special agent for the IRS, but that I was a special agent for the IRS who asked a whole bunch of serious questions that they refused to answer.
And still refuse to answer.
And
Joe, stay with me.
That's
stay
right,
with,
5 years
with
later.
Me. We'll be back in a moment. We'll continue this with Joe Bannister. He's got until the 23rd to appeal. He will be appealing, and we'll be following this. I also want to tell you what's coming up in Washington, D.C. I think it's next week. Joe can tell you when we come back. 38 minutes past the hour. I'm Jeff Metcalf. Don't go away.
Jeff Metcalf. Metcalf.
Speaking for business, the latest news and commentary from Tom Donahue, president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Employers have been hit with double-digit health insurance premium increases for 3 years straight. Despite these major rate hikes, businesses continue to absorb the bulk of the rising costs for their employees. In fact, a recent study shows that employers picked up almost three-fourths of the premium for family coverage and 84% of the premium for single employees. In addition, businesses provide retirement savings for nearly 85 million Americans and provide other benefits such as paying for all or a portion of their employees' education expenses. American businesses are doing right by their workers. This is Tom Donahue speaking for business.
Brought to you by AIG, the U.S. Chamber-endorsed business insurance providers. Call 866-244-7950 for more information.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations. After 10 years in business, I can handle just about any construction problem. But paying my bills on time, that's not always so easy.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of OPEN, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time? It helps me build my business.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County.
The envelope reads,
Miss Debbie Andrews.
I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
It's night. You have heartburn. You want fast relief. Zantac works fast. When first used, Prilosec OTC works not so fast. Zantac works right when you need it.
Hello, relief.
Prilosec's label says it may take 1 to 4 days to fully work. So, what would you choose?
Estimated time of relief, 1 to 4 days.
Prilosec, nah. Zantac's for people who hate to wait, especially at night. Use as directed.
It's the phrase, save big time. Makes your ears perk up like a Doberman pincher. Then I'm here to throw you a bone, Rex. See, at Hotels.com, you'll find great deals on thousands of hotels worldwide. At Hotels.com, you get the absolute best deal. Yes, I did say absolute best deal. No, you don't need to get your ears checked, but they do look kind of silly standing at attention like that. Call 1-800-3-HOTELS or click Hotels.com. Best prices, best places, guaranteed.
Based on price matching guarantee, see website for details.
The man who America listens to. The Jeff Metcalf Show.
Oh, 42 minutes past the hour. I'm Jeff Metcalf. We've been speaking with Joe Bannister, former IRS agent, CPA, who is he's getting hosed by the IRS. And the process itself is egregious enough. The disinformation that was disseminated. Are you going to take any legal action against them for this disinformation they disseminated, or did they cover their bases with just a badly written press release?
I think the IRS may have covered, they're good at this. They've been doing it a long time. But I think some of the media organizations may have a problem. As far as legal action against the IRS and the officials that have done this to me, you can bet on it. This is just an outrage, and they're not going to get away with it.
You have, through serendipity, among other things, done a lot of work with DV Kid and Bob Schultz's organization. They've got some big doodah coming up in D.C. real soon, haven't they?
Yes, they have a convention 22nd through the 24th, Thursday through Saturday. People can get information at givemeliberty.org. They just announced today that there's going to be a pay-per-view opportunity for people that, you know, obviously airfare and lodging to go all the way to D.C. would be quite expensive. So for $75, people can watch the entire event on the Internet. And, of course, I don't know if you remember the last time We the People tried to broadcast on the Internet, Jeff. Time Warner, AOL, shut it down. They censored it.
Yeah, I do remember because Bob was going to have me MC that thing.
Yes.
And it kind of all fell apart at the last minute.
Yes, so I think they've got that figured out, so they're not going to get stabbed in the back again. They've got alternative ways to make sure that Time Warner, for whatever reason, they don't want people to know this information, won't be able to keep it from us this time. But they're going to have speakers like Alan Keyes, Joe Sobrin, Vernie Kuglin, the lady who was acquitted, tax charges, Jam Lindsay, he's a retired FBI agent. Of course, you know Don Kilmer.
Oh, yeah.
Hutton Gibson's going to be there. It's, you know, and as you mentioned before, the other, I'm not the Lone Ranger, there are other former IRS personnel who are going to be there. And so it's going to be a great time, and I hope, you know, people, if they can't come in person, would certainly look at the website about watching it on the Internet, and it won't be filtered by Peter Jennings or Tom Brokaw or Dan Rather.
And it's unlikely that it'll be seen on C-SPAN because they did that once, and they don't want to do that again.
Yeah, they made a mistake once. They're not going to do it again.
Folks, there's a number of fascinating resources. The GiveMeLiberty.org site is one you should visit. You should also visit Joe's site, and he'll keep you updated on all of his ongoing battles with the IRS. Freedom Above... I'm getting backwards here.
It's, Freedom Above Fortune.
FreedomAboveFortune.com. .com. And, Joey, wish you well. I'll be praying for you, pal. And let me know what happens on the final resolution of this, because I'm real curious about the process and who you get to appeal to and what that consists of. So good luck, Godspeed, and we'll talk to you when you get back from D.C.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Take
My
care.
My pleasure.
Take Bye-bye.
Care. Joe Bannister, one of the good guys. FreedomAboveLiberty.com. GiveMeLiberty.org. Two websites you want to check out. I've got them posted on the webpage. By the way, I've also posted to the webpage a brief little snippet that Joe put out about this IRS character assassination thing and the January 12th and 13th stories. I've just received the amended things that were sent over the various Bay Area news boss things, and I'll see if I can get access to that so that we can post that information for you as well. Basically, what they're not changing the story. Judge still said that he can't practice before the IRS, and then they kind of buried down at the bottom. But he's got until the 23rd of January to appeal. If he doesn't appeal, he's done. Stick a fork in him. He's over. But if he appeals, the process continues. And the IRS and process go on and on and on ad nauseum. Coming up on 47 minutes past the hour, 888-822.